started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
From the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You are listening to the number one station in the world. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you.
I'm in love.
Come on. your hands together. Praise Him like you love the Lord. Come on, y'all, let's have some church.
Woo! That was a little country song we sang in Winsboro, South Carolina. And I just come to let the whole world know that Jesus lives. Tell the world. Help me save the car.
Judah, we're going to bring you one more part. It just simply says he lives. Touch your neighbor and say he lives. We're going to do it like this. Whoa. Over in Africa. Over in China. Over in Jerusalem. Down in Jamaica. Down in Canada, y'all. Winsboro, South Carolina. Down by Auburn South. All the people in
there is power in the name of Jesus. How are you doing? How are you doing, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to do it. We're going to do it today, and you are catching the wave. Right now, it is currently 16 minutes after the hour. 16 minutes after the hour. Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We are live here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one war jet and contemporary Christian station in the world. My brothers and sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to be glad in him, and we're going to give him some praise, huh? We've got more of the very best in quartet and contemporary music coming your way all the way up to 5 o'clock today, and we're going to have some church up in there, huh? I know that's right. Look, once you want to call in, well, you can simply by dialing 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049, where you can catch the wave. And you can also join us on our website at nfiradio.com. If you want to join us on our website, again, that's nfiradio.com. Keeping it live here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with your host, the Anointed One. All right. Well, let's find out what's going on around here today and what it's going to be like the rest of the day. And I can tell you one thing it's going to be a glorious day in the name of Jesus Christ because he's worthy. And somebody ought to know that he is alive and fully functioning. Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah, I know that's right. Well, look, we've got more music coming your way. And once again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We're having a glorious time, and the numbers, the stacks are continually going up all around each state. And we certainly appreciate you spreading the word to let others know to lock in. This is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We are about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. And you know, when you don't have time to be listening to a lot of gossiping and get caught up with the media, and you're staying focused in what God have you to do, then guess what? He can use you. God can use you. And he don't want you to get caught up with a lot of this stuff that's going on around society today. But he do want you to be mindful to watch as well as pray. Can I get a witness, huh? All right, well, look, we're going to get back with more music. I do have a scripture that I want to share with you and pray that it will be a blessing to you as you move forward on this glorious day. And many of you are definitely looking forward for that today, huh? Well, look, I'm going to be coming out of 1 Peter 5:6. 1 Peter 5:6, and it reads, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." My word for you today, as you continually humble yourself before God, and you've been waiting for that time to be exalted, to be in a position where you may be moving up from where you were once a supervisor, and now you're a manager. Well, as you humble yourself before God, and that may apply even in the church, where you may start it out as a member, and the pastor see so much wisdom and knowledge in you that he's using you as teaching the gospel in the Sunday school classes, or teaching the gospel there in Bible study. As you humble yourself, then that time will come where he will exalt you in time of due time, huh? He will exalt you in due time. So stay focused. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. But just know as you stay in the presence of the Almighty God, he will exalt you in due time. Praise God for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Spirit of God, as we come on this glorious day, exalting your name, giving you the praise. For we realize, God, that if it had not been for your son who died on the cross and shedded his blood, none of us would have that right to eternal life. But because of your grace and your mercy and because of your love and tender kindness, you have allowed us to have that opportunity to see the great and almighty God. So we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for your son. We thank you for all that you're doing, and I pray that you will cover us under the blood in this day, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, even as our soul prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God for the reading of the word. Now, let's get back with more music. Get your shoes off, because we're going to get ready to have some more church. You're catching the wave.
Playing live. Playing live.
You ain't my man.
With the anointed.
We can't live without him.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
More.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
Woke up this morning. First thing I do.
Reach my hand toward the sky.
I'm honoring you.
Majesty and mighty King.
I turn up my radio. I got my sword and shield. Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
Praise
him here and say,
send
that praise
feel good. Come on and move with us.
There's so much in my past I've overcome. So The best will come if I hold on. You'll see my story not over. It's just begun.
What I've only dreamed.
nothing's too difficult for the one who started it. Here it finished.
Too many years. at the crossroads in my life. Standing there wondering which way should I turn. Seems like every time I turn to my right side, I find trouble, confusion, misunderstanding. Makes me feel like I just wanna fold my arms, sit down somewhere and just moan. But then when I begin to take inventory over my life, when I turn around and look back over my
give up
now.
Now
it's been too many years.
Jesus made a way. Come on. Hey. Come on and put those hands together. Ooh, yeah. Y'all listen. I've been through the storm and the rain. Had heartache and pain. Didn't know how I was gonna make it through, but he made it. I've been up and I've been down, almost level to the ground, but God made a way for me. I know he made it.
Yeah. before the great judgment bar. Let her see, I'll just reward them, will my name be written in the great book of life, to be called as one who paid the price. And after all we've done and gone through, what a wonderful sight.
Well, when we've gone the last mile and mortalized, when we stand before the great and mortalized,
let her see,
yeah, for my name.
They
tell me that the gates will pearl and the streets will go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the foundation was garnered with stone.
Yeah,
we go. So that's my and not a lie.
Don't you wanna join the heavenly choir? Don't you wanna sing and never get tired? I wanna tell you about the wonderful sight to behold.
Lord, I've been born again. Yeah, I've been born again. Lord, I've been and I've been my soul. That's the reason.
Was I
going down memory lane, the late great Lee Williams and the spiritual QCs along with the Williams brothers. God bless you and thank you so much for catching the wave. We are right at about 17 minutes after the hour as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you again so much for catching the wave. We are your number one coordinated contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can feel free to give us a call at 347-215-8049. And you can listen in also by our website at nfiradio.com. That's our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also jump in on Facebook on that's NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. Look, it's a great day to be alive as we worship God and give him all the praise. And, you know, as we look over our life and see how blessed we are for many that we know and even family members are no longer with us, but God has given us an opportunity to continue worship and praise him each and every day. And I don't know about you, but these are perilous times that we're facing and dealing with each and every day. The world is corrupt with a lot of arms way that's trying to stop God from doing what he do to continually bless others and try to distract you to get you to fall and looking at the negative instead of walking into the positive. And as you continually speak out of your mouth, life, it will manifest no matter what somebody else may say that I can't believe how they're going to do this or how they're going to get to what they are saying that's going to happen. I don't believe it. Well, that's why we serve a God that all things are possible if you believe. Now, if you don't have a belief by faith to believe in what you're saying, then it's not going to manifest. But if you are a believer and you truly trust God, that God can provide anything, there's nothing too hard for God, then it will manifest. So today, continually, speak out of your mind. Life, and it will manifest that I am healed by Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail, and I proclaim today will be a glorious day in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more the very best in gospel music here from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you.
Come on, put your hand together. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I got a little sing-along. When it's all said and done, I don't want the Lord to leave me. Are y'all going to help me sing it real loud? Come on, everybody. Help me.
No, 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 no.
Help me sing it. Sing it louder for me. Help me sing.
Tonight. Can't get enough of your
feet. I don't ever want to lose you.
coming. You're care right now. Yes, I am, Jesus. Right now.
I tell you, I try to hold it, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he got for me, I just have to praise him. I have to praise him. Anybody know? Oh, man, you're good. Oh. Someone needs a miracle.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Someone miracle. Someone needs a miracle, Jesus. If you will, Father, come in the building and do it for me. Do it for me right now. How many of y'all really need him? Just give him a wave off until I tell him.
Somebody need
a miracle.
A miracle.
If you're in the building, you need him right now. You ought to stand on your own two feet and just
someone
give him a wave off. And raise your hand to Jesus. Raise your hand to Jesus. Somebody need
a miracle.
I don't know about you and you and you, but I know somebody out there tonight. Somebody out there needs
a miracle.
Come in the building, Jesus. Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Do it right now.
Right now.
Got Mo Madison in the hem of his garment. In the heaven, all of the drugstores all over the world. The other day when I put this song together, I didn't have no idea the things were going to happen to me. But when I was singing about somebody needed a miracle, I didn't know I was singing to Jesus for myself. A few days ago, they had me in the hospital. Tube going down my nose and down my throat. But I want you to know Jesus Christ, he didn't let no pain come through my body. I couldn't do nothing but lay there and say, thank you. Thank you. Oh,
do it for me.
Counselor. I said, counselor. High blood pressure, sugar diabetes. How many of y'all know he's able? How many believe he would do it? Why you got your hand raised? How many believe he will hear your cry? Lay your hand. Lay your hand on the one that's standing next to you. And mean it from your heart. Look up to Jesus and come in the building, Jesus. Come in the building. Come on in the building. Come on in the building. Come on, the building. Come on, the building. Right now. Just like you said it would. You know, Jesus don't have to come tonight. He don't have to come here. If he would just speak the word. I said, if he would just speak the word. How many of y'all know it would be done? If he speak the word, come on, somebody said, do it, Jesus.
Do it, Jesus.
Oh, do it.
Yeah,
do it.
Do it, Jesus.
Oh.
Do it, Jesus. 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 I know you're able.
sometimes just still awake.
Still awake.
You got problems that look like they just won't go away. You have to still away.
Still away.
You got friends that you went all out of your way for. Then you found out that was the same one putting all the stumbling blocks in your path away. Have to still away. Still away. Still away.
Still away.
Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody else tell him thank you. Not those that know God done something for you, tell him thank you. For you, tell him thank you. Not those that know he brought you over something, tell him thank you. All of you that know he pulled you through something, tell him thank you. All of you know he can heal, tell him thank you. All of you that know he made a way, tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Coming to this place looking to be blessed. How many shown up came looking to be blessed? Well, how many know that the blesser is already here? Well, find somebody and tell them the blesser is already here. The blesser is already here. But somebody said when praises do what? Blessing will do what? Well, is there anybody here know to hide we can send up? Is there anybody here know the hide we can send up? Anybody know the hide we can give him? Well, somebody go on and give it to him. Somebody go on and give it to him.
From the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Dietrich? Is that Dietrich Haddon that just walked in? What brings you to Fountain of Life?
You can have your way. You can have your way in me, yeah. Can I be transparent for the minute? Some of those rumors that you heard, I probably did it. I'm not a perfect man, I admit it. But it's covered by the blood I've been forgiven. When I think of things I've done, I shake my head. If it wasn't for your mercy, I'd be dead. Lord, just you know how to break a brother down. My humility, I'm seeing now, Lord.
Just have
Over there, when we reach, know what I came here to do tonight. Can I tell it? You know what I do? I take my seat as a preacher preach, and something starts to move all over me, and I say,
keeping you in the mood. Somebody said, I'm trying to get to school. I don't know, but it's just like that, huh? Thank you again so much for catching the wave. Your number one quartet contemporary Christian station in the world. More music, more of the Word of God, and do we have the Word of God right here on this network each and every day, Mondays through Thursdays, and on Sundays. And you can tune in every Sunday. Have two awesome preachers coming forth every Sunday. One at 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. is Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. And at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon on Sundays, it's Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 H Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. So if you want to receive the Word of God on Sunday mornings, then tune in right here to the NL5 Radio Gospel Network, 10 a.m. and at 11:30 a.m. And now, let's prepare our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon to each and every one of you. We bring you greetings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John 8:12 that he was the light. I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're just excited to be able to come back with you on another Monday afternoon. We say good evening to you, Reverend Kearney, to all the NFI radio sponsor, Barbara Watkins, for telling us about this awesome opportunity to carry out the Great Commission of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also to each and every one of you taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the Turn on the Light broadcast, but to support the NFI radio station network. There are other awesome men and women of God that come on and break the bread of life. The good quartet music that you hear, the prayers that go forth, I tell you, it's truly a blessing. And the NFI radio station staff, they're awesome, and the radio station is much needed in such a time as this. So we're just thankful to God to be able to come back with you on this afternoon. We're going to ask you, you'll hear us clear our throat and make a couple of pauses at times, because we are coming through about with COVID, but we know that God has us. And so we're just thankful to God to be able to be with you on this evening, this afternoon. And we're going to start this message, and we pray that it is a blessing to you, and for us all, and that you will be able to glean something out of it and make all the difference concerning your life. Glory to God. And so we're going to come from a subject today called Let God Be God. Let God be God. Let God be who he say he is and who you say he is. Let God be God. Hallelujah. And our passage of scripture, it comes from how we got to this topic. It was a word that was pressed upon us through and by the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through and by the Holy Spirit. Because at the particular time, we were going through a season where, you know, like a lot of people will say, you got more money than bills. Got more bills than money. I say that back for the moment. And you have different other challenges that come your way. And sometimes, you know, you just don't, you don't tell everybody, because the word of the Lord lets us know that we can go to our Heavenly Father and we can talk to him. And so that's exactly what I had chosen to do, was to go to my Heavenly Father, because I have talked to people in times, but, you know, there are times when people, you know, people turn on you. And so I didn't tell anybody, because, you know, we are used to doing that. We are used to going and talking to someone, calling up somebody and asking them to pray with us, because of what Matthew 18 and 18 through 20 tells us. And it tells us that, verily I say unto you, that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And so we are used to calling people and asking people, you know, to pray with us and for us, and there is nothing wrong with that. But, you know, based on the scripture, we believe that we are supposed to do that. Well, however, contrary to what we believe the scripture says, here comes Matthew 6 and 6 that tells us, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. What I have come to understand is this, that we are not knocking how people have in prayer partners. But however, I have come to learn how prayer works is that when we pray to the Father, he dispatches angels on assignment on our behalf. Or he drops our name in someone else's spirit, and they, being obedient to him concerning you, will contact you. Here come a knock on the door saying, you know, you were in my spirit, and the Lord told me to bring you this. Or you get a phone call, somebody saying, you know, you were in my spirit, I just want to check and see, are you all right? Because when there is a relationship between you and the Father, and they're in relationship with the Father, then there is a spiritual connection that is developed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have that spiritual connection together,
mm-hmm,
that's how God accomplishes what he pleases here in the earth realm. It's just like you may hear people say when you call in concerning your account or you have a problem with a business, they'll say, wait just a moment. The computers are talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
They have to wait for that connection to go all the way through. Well, when God speaks to those who are spiritually in tune and connected to him, then they carry out the assignment here on the earth. Glory to God. So, but today we're talking about let God be God. So getting back to the word and testimony, like I said, I didn't tell anyone about not having even enough food to fix a meal. I had a way to get veggies and fruits, but not other accessories. Well, I thought one day I decided to go to the grocery store, and I thought I had what I needed to get a few accessories. However, when I got to the register, I found out that I really didn't have what I thought I had. And so I had decided what to keep and what to put back. When I tried to find a register with no one else in line so that nobody would notice what it was I had to do, so if I had to put something back, it wouldn't look so bad. However, when everything transpired, the line was full and long.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was another customer standing almost on my toes right behind me that flopped up against the register looking at their phone. So when I told the clerk I'm not going to get these items and offered to put them back, the customer behind me pushed the items to the clerk and said, add it up, I got it. I said, really? They said, yes, it's good to be a blessing to other people. So I proceeded to try to pay for what I felt like I could handle. However, a little annoyed, the individual said, I told you I got all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank both God for his provision and the customer for his kindness. So here we go. Weeks later, I received a prophetic word spoken in our service that Sunday by our ambassador and on the Lifeline Early Morning Church that there were individuals that were going to get a car because I need transportation. So I went out looking for a vehicle based off of the word and faith. Everywhere we went, the prices were astronomically high due to credit reports and debt ratio. My leader asked me where I was looking, and I proceeded to tell her about the places I had been. And so she was trying to tell me that she knew of a place, but I interrupted her by saying that I didn't want a car payment because I really couldn't afford it or insurance. Then I said to her, well, God is an Ephesians 3:20 God. And see, we know how to quote scriptures, but the problem is, do we really believe what we're saying? And do we put the scripture in application? Do we make application of the word that we're quoting, that scripture that we're saying? And so when I said that, the Holy Spirit began to say to me, you didn't learn nothing from what I did for you at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
He began to say, you keep trying to do it your way, where you can control it, where you can handle it, and you can't control this, and there's nothing really that you can do.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I began to say to myself, wow. And the Holy Spirit continued on by saying, you keep trying to reason it out, but you can't. You keep putting me in a box that I don't fit in. And then you yet have the nerve to quote Ephesians 3:20. And we know that Ephesians 3:20 tells us that now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Uh-huh.
So the Holy Spirit said, do you even know what you're saying and what is meant by Ephesians 3:20? Because if you did, your actions would not dictate something else. Because if you believe in the God of Ephesians 3:20, then you would know that God is well able to do beyond your expectation, do beyond what it is that you try to reason out, what you try to put together. But see, you keep trying to control things. See, we have a tendency We say we believe God, and we do quote these scriptures, but we have a tendency to try to make everything fit according to what it is that we can handle, or what it is our paycheck can cover, or what it is that we think we can do on our own when we're in a season and a time where we serve a God that is an Ephesians 3:20 God, that a God that works supernaturally, that can cause debt to be canceled supernaturally, a God that can cause bills to be paid supernaturally, a God that can give you the increase that you need for the blessing he has given you. We serve a God that can give you a car and there is no payment. That is something that I know personally because I've been given 2 cars and didn't have no payment at all. So the Holy Spirit reeled me back in and said, you know, do you understand what you're saying? So he began to break down Ephesians 3:20 unto me and began to say, let God be God. Let me be who I am. Now, when we look at Ephesians 3:20, it starts out by saying, now unto him means at the present moment. When we look at the word now, it is talking about the present moment. Then it goes on to say, now unto him that is able to do, which means having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. That's what able means. Then we add on the word exceeding. Exceeding means very great or to be greater than. Abundantly. Abundantly means in large quantities, plentifully and extremely. Above, at a higher level or layer, higher than a specified amount, rate, or norm. All means used to refer to the whole quantity or extent of a particular group or thing. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask means whatever request of someone to do or give something, what we can ask or think. Think means having a particular opinion, belief, or idea about someone or something. It goes past your intellect. It goes past your finite mind because we're limited in thinking. Because the God that we serve, that he is so big that the word of God says that the heavens cannot contain him all and that the earth is his footstool. So there's no way in the world that we can sit back and try to figure out and piece out God. What God will do, what God won't do, what God is capable of doing, because he truly is an Ephesians 3:20 God. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But here is the key to it all, according, which means depending on whether the power that worketh in us, which means the Holy Spirit, which we are to be yielded to his leading and his guidance. Huh. We're talking about an Ephesians 3:20 God. And what we're talking about today is let God be God. I'm trying to take you somewhere. That's what the Holy Spirit was saying. That I'm trying to take you somewhere, promote you and enlarge your territory, but you keep getting in my way. And I don't know who's on this radio listening on this afternoon, but God is trying to take his people somewhere. There is a level of faith. There is a realm of faith that we are supposed to be operating in and going to have to operate in order to maneuver and to make it through the times that we're in right now. I just got through reading a report where it's talking about Wells Fargo is laying off people and shutting down branches. Bank of America is shutting down branches. When you go into the grocery store, you see that the shelves are bare. When you look around, yes, you see now hiring signs in the windows. But when you actually get on the inside of the places, it's a different story. You're seeing how the housing market is in a crisis. Even down to, I was in an Uber the other day, and there was a man that was driving, he was driving a Lexus truck. And I said, why are you driving such a nice vehicle to do Ubering with all the stops and the starts and you putting people in, putting people out, stuff in. He said, I don't have any choice. He said, I've been in real estate for 20-plus years, And right now, there's nothing moving. There's nothing going on. He said, so I had to supplement my income with something else. But with all the things that we're seeing going on around us, as believers in Christ, as in believers in the word of God, which comes into view, James, that says, be a doer of the word and not just hearer only. We have to understand that the God that we serve goes above and beyond anything that we can ask or think, anything going on in this world. You can have a negative credit report, but walk off in the lot with a car.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. I know of a young lady that went and got her, back then they called her a modular home. And she sat in her house waiting for the payment book to come. 2 months passed, and she called them because she got nervous. She said, I don't want them to come and try to take my home back because I got the money. She was putting the money in the bank, setting it aside, but the people never sent her a payment booklet, so she was putting money to the side. So finally, after 6 months, she called again. Then a year went by, and she called again, and finally the people said, look, we don't file for bankruptcy. We don't went bankrupt. The house is yours, and they sent her the deed to the place. She didn't pay a dime for the house that she's still living in yet today. That's the kind of God we serve. Now, I know somebody sitting back and saying, you know what, she's just talking crazy. But nothing like that will never happen. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. God can do whatever he wants to do. He's God. He is the God that when we look back in the book of Genesis that spoke this world into existence. For the Bible says that the world was without form or void. And darkness was upon the face of the earth. And that the Spirit of the Lord moved. And the Lord began to say, let there be, and it was. So we serve a God that can speak one word concerning your life, concerning your situation, concerning your circumstance, concerning your sickness, concerning your disease, concerning whatever it is, Hanobahosha, that's going on in your life that can make all the difference in the world. Yes, they asked the question in Isaiah 53, whose report are they going to believe? Whose report are you going to believe? What word are you going to cling to? What word are you going to stand on in such a time and season as this? Oh, glory to God. Are you going to get out of the way and let God be God? Even down to, we have to remember, as we just got through saying, he is the maker and creator. He is self-sufficient. He is the I am that I am. Hanoboshata. He says, stop trying to control and manipulate God because you can't. You can't control him, and you cannot manipulate him. Everything works according to the plan and the purpose of God for your life. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance whatsoever the Lord has said unto us. Glory be to God. He brought me back to the word spoken to me right decades ago and right before COVID, which was he sent me to Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 He sent me to Psalms 46. Glory be to God. And Psalms 46 lets us know, glory to God. Oh, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Israel was to be, when I was researching this passage of scripture, when I was researching this psalm, it said that Israel was to be a witness and testimony to the other nations about the goodness of God. The truth of monotheism, that there is only one God, because they were living amongst a people that practiced polytheism, which they practiced serving many gods.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel, the children of Israel who were chosen by God, was supposed to be the example to all the other people in the earth that there's only one true and living God. That is our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Glory be to God. The truth that a people living in obedience under the government of Jehovah would be happy and prosperous. Those that kept the commandments of the Lord and obeyed what God told them to do were to live a prosperous life and live happy. Glory be to God. And so when we look at Psalms 46 and 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It goes on to say, when we look at the word refuge, it means a condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. Strength means the quality or state of being physically strong. And we know that that word is used also in Psalms 91. Glory be to God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him shall I trust. Uh-huh. Then when we talk about present means existing or occurring now. So when we go back to Ephesians 3:20, which is the connector between these two passages of scripture, it says that now unto him that is able. So we know that it's talking about the present time right here and right now. Even down to when we look at Hebrews 11 and 1. You know that scripture, but we love to quote that one too. It says that now faith is. That was the word now all over again. So that means that God wants to move and act on our behalf right here and right now in the present. Uh-huh. And then when we look at the word help. Help means to make it easier for someone to do something by offering one service or resources. So again, Psalms 46 and 1 starts out by saying, glory be to God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Then when you go down to verse number 7, it says that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. That means take a break. Mm-hmm. That you can relax. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Hatobosha. It goes on in Psalms 46 and says, come and behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth, how he maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Then it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And when we look at the Lord of hosts, it means the captain. He is the commander of the Lord's army of angels. He is Lord Sabaoth, which means the God's military might, his strength to fight and win battles. The first time that I've run into this particular passage of scripture was in the book of Joshua, chapter number 5. After Joshua had gotten orders and instructions to get ready to go into Jericho, Joshua happened to look up. And the word of the Lord said in Joshua chapter 5, starting at verse number 13 through 15, that when he lifted up his eyes that he saw a man stand over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And you know, Joshua was not afraid of anything. Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversary? But he told Joshua, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said, what saith my Lord unto his servant? The captain of the Lord host told Joshua to take his shoes off his feet, for the ground he stood on was holy. So we come to let you know on the day, out of God's way and let God be God. The Lord of hosts in 46 verse number 7 lets us know that the God that we serve is a strategic God. Glory be to God. Even down to he says in Isaiah 1 and 19 that if we be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. But he says, be still and know that I am God. Let God be God. Let him be who he say he is. Let him be who you say he is. Let him be the God that you say that you believe in, that you trust in. Get out of God's way. You cannot figure it out. You cannot straighten out what you're going through. And there's so many people going through the same thing today. But God is going to get glory out of your story. God is going to shift things around. He's going to work it out for your good, but for his glory. You don't need to worry and you don't need to fret. But the only thing that you need to do is get out of God's way and allow God to be the God that he is and the God that you say that he is. Father, we thank you for this word on today. We thank you, people in the radio listening audience. Father, we pray that this word pricks somebody's heart. Oh, God, that this word will register in somebody's mind, that it will shift their mindset, God. That, Father God, that we will keep our eyes on you, that we will continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All our help come from you, Lord Jesus. That, Father God, as your word says, you are a present help in trouble. Oh, glory be to God. Let somebody know on today, God, that, Father God, you just need for them to get out of the way. You need for them to cast all their cares upon you, for you care for us, that you got this, God, and you're going to take care of us. And you're not a God that runs out of time, because when you step in time, you're right on time. Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you. And Father, touch the heart of that one that don't know you in the pardoning of their sins, that they will come to know this Ephesians 3:20, God, that they will say to themselves, I'm going to get out of God's way and let God be God. Father, we thank you and we praise you now. We repent of our sins, our iniquities, and our transgressions. We repent of anything and everything, oh God, that will stand between you and us, God, in the name of Jesus. Every distraction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let it be moved out of the way. Oh, Lord, oh, Shatta, that God, we will see you for the God that you are. That you are the almighty God, the self-sustaining one, the self-sufficient one. The one that says that if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you so. Because I own a cattle on a thousand hills. The one that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof and the world that they that dwell therein. That your word is true, you will never leave us nor forsake us. That your word is true, that you have been young and now I'm old and never have you seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That you're going to take care of them that are yours. And Father, we thank you right Ikaboshata. We thank you right now, God, because God, all of this is for the glory of you, God. And Father God, we will trust you. It's in your name we pray and we believe. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. And remember, let God be God. Psalms 46 and Ephesians 3:20. Go back and read and meditate on that word. Because God is trying to tell us all something. We have got to trust God if we're going to make it through here now. In Jesus' name, we pray and we believe. Amen, amen, and amen. God to bless you is our prayer.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For the Lord is my rod and my staff. Strong and mighty.
Is rising in the room. Just say it.
And I
will
lift up your hands and your voice.
I think to myself, how good the Lord has been. said to myself, I realize this is a mean world I'm living in, but I know I got to stay here until I die. But it's one thing for sure, because the time is gone. Yeah, it's not, yeah, yeah. I just got to tell you one more thing. Sometime I wake up in the midnight hour, I find my pillow with midnight tears, but that don't bother me, because I know every tear that I shed is only my train fare home. I got some so-called friends who smile at my face every day of my life, and as soon as I turn my back, they're trying to dig a ditch for me. But I don't let that worry me, because I got my hand in the winding chain. And that's why I can stand here to tell you today, because the time is gone. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out. Anybody feel like me out there? Listen.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm getting it back.
Sometimes you gotta tell them just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired of crying, always feeling weak. I take two steps forward, you push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything that you stole from me. In Jesus' name, yeah.
Everything that you stole from me,
yeah.
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it right back. I'm taking it right back. Try to take my family, try to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind, playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
blind, you see. Found my way back to the church, the place where I needed to be. Oh, crying to the Lord, please rescue me. Oh, if the Lord would hang off of me.
every friend that left you and turned their back on you. Don't worry. Just remember these three words. It is well. Woo! Turn your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman. I've been through it all. Yeah, I have suffered. They let me down.
Friends have let me down.
Even loved ones.
Loved ones broke my heart.
But thank God I made it through.
Yet I conquered.
Here's the part I like. Even when I failed.
Even when I failed.
Hey, I kept going strong. I'm so glad, ladies. Come on, fellas.
It
is well. Woo! If you believe that it is well in your life right now where you are, give God a praise and turn that radio up some more. Let's sing it again. I've been through it all. Come on, Stefan.
I have suffered.
Friends have let me down.
well. I might be sick in my body, but